This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, Canada Dry is getting sued. Why? Because their ginger ale doesn't have ginger. And I guess a woman is deciding to sue. Federal lawsuit filed earlier this month in Buffalo, New York, claims Canada Dry and parent company Dr. Pepper Snapple Group led consumers to believe that their ginger ale product contained real ginger. I didn't. I just used ginger ale to maybe cut something I may have with whiskey or something. I mean, I don't really, I'm not really drinking ginger ale for the ginger. But I guess, maybe I assumed it had it, but I don't care. They say, quote, instead, Canada Dry ginger ale is made from carbonated water, high fructose corn syrup, citric acid, preservatives, and, quote, natural flavors, i.e. a flavor compound comprised predominantly of flavor extracts not derived from ginger and on a minuscule amount of a ginger flavor extract. That alleges the suit filed on behalf of Julie Fletcher, according to the Buffalo News. Ms. Fletcher believed this meant that Canada Dry was made using ginger root and was, as a result, a healthier alternative to regular sodas. Now, I don't watch a lot of commercials, but did Canada Dry ever claim they were healthy? I don't recall that. This is according to Michael J. DeBenedictis, her lawyer. Fletcher's suit claims that Canada Dry began emphasizing its product, quote, made with real ginger around 2007, when carbonated soda sales were declining and the drinks were being viewed in a negative light. In April, a federal judge in Missouri denied a motion by the beverage giant to dismiss a similar lawsuit filed by a consumer residing in that state. Dr. Pepper Snapple Group did not return a request for comment. This company was among three large beverage makers sued last year over marketing claims related to diet drinks and weight loss. I don't know. I mean, here's my thing. I personally don't think diet soda makes you lose weight or keeps your weight down. In fact, I think it makes you gain weight. I get hungry. If I drink a diet soda, I get hungry later in the day. So I think diet soda could be misleading. So I'll give them that. But suing Canada Dry because they don't have ginger, you know, these lawsuits are getting really, to me, frivolous. I mean, why don't you just go say, look, guys, can you please change your label? Why does it have to be a lawsuit? Why do we have to tie up the courts, use taxpaying dollars? So I guess ginger ale. Well, let's start with ginger beer. Ginger beer originated in England back in the 1800s. This is according to the Huffington Post. So ginger beer, eventually the popularity spread to the Americas. And ginger beer was brewed with ginger, sugar, water, lemon juice, and a bacteria called ginger beer plant. Now, the final product had an alcohol content of about 11%. And this was early 1800s. So it's called ginger beer. Ginger ale was first invented in 1851 in Ireland. But they say the modern style ginger ale came years later by 1907. And that's when Canadian John McLaughlin invented it, eventually becoming Canada Dry. The ginger ale was available in two versions, golden and dry. We don't see golden anymore. Golden was golden color and had more ginger flavor. The dry version is what we use today. It's pale in color, and it looks like a mellow ginger flavor. So they say the big difference between beer and ale, ginger beer is brewed and fermented, but ginger ale is just carbonated water that's flavored with ginger. Ginger beers are categorized as non-alcoholic drinks because their alcohol content now has been reduced to less than 0.5%. Ginger beers are naturally fermented, have less carbonation, and will produce like a head when you pour it into a glass. So people think ginger ale is like an ale. I'm having beer and ale. It's not. Ginger ale is a carbonated beverage. And in terms of its ginger content, I think it's debatable. And when somebody would say, I want a Canada Dry, Canada Dry to me was a different drink. People call it ginger ale, but I'm like, Canada Dry isn't ginger ale. Canada Dry is a drink. Ginger ale is more yellow, more, you know? So I guess I knew the difference. But, you know, we have, you know, people that, you know, want to sue and, you know, maybe they will make money, maybe they will make some news, and maybe they think they're, you know, maybe they think they're, fixing the world. But I am looking at a can of Canada Dry. It does say made from real ginger. It says ginger ale, 100% natural flavors. So this lawsuit may really, you know, come to fruition if the company is lying. And then if so, how did the company get away with it all this time? But I really wish that when lawsuits happened, they happened for big life, you know, life or death type stuff. It just really bugs me. That's all this stupid stuff, you know? Anyway, all right. I got to tell you, though, ginger beer does sound kind of tasty. 1-877-DOCTOR, don't go away. Learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today. Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside our borders. At Miles Franklin, we have done just that for you. Partnering with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Franklin is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box program in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid Foundational Storage, partnered with the most respected name in security. maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating, and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I guess we may have a new blood type. And doctors in India have discovered a new blood type, not A, not B, not AB, not O, but P null. Now, I know, that confuses the hell out of me. I mean, it's hard enough for me to learn about all these blood types as it is. Don't give me new stuff to learn. Yeah, you know, they came up with a new geometric shape. Now we're going to talk about that. I'm like, really? Please don't. Don't come up with anything new. I am barely keeping it all together with all the stuff that I got to learn now. But what's interesting about this is there was a gentleman who I believe was in an accident. And this is in India. And he needed a blood transfusion pretty urgently. So they typed and crossed him. And by typing and crossing, What that means is they grab a sample of his blood, and then they look at the blood that they have in the hospital, and they find a perfect match. Well, after about 80 units, they couldn't find a perfect match for this guy. So the hospital sent his blood to the International Blood Group Reference Laboratory in the UK, and they found out that he had the phenotype PP. No, it wasn't PP, it was his blood, but the phenotype is called PP. PP. And it's unique. It's a unique blood type. So most of us fall under A, B, AB, and O. And just to quickly review what that means, if you have type A blood, then you have these little baby antigens on the outer surface or the membrane of your red blood cell. They look really cute. They're like little, cute little antigens like they look at little baby antigens. Red blood cells are adorable. Yeah, I wrote an article on this on my website, so you can check it out if you want, but they're just so cute. So if you have type A blood, you got A antigens. But you're going to then have antibodies against B antigens or AB blood. You won't be able to accept B or AB blood because you only have A antigens. If you are type B blood, I'm type B, you'll have B antigens, but then you'll have antibodies against A and AB. AB has both A and B, which is why you can't. If in immunology, it's all or nothing. You have to have only the exact type of antigen, but if you have some of what you have and then some others next to it that aren't, no, it's not going to work for you. If you have AB blood, you have both A and B. If you're type O, you don't have antigens. Your red blood cell is kind of naked. And they're so cute. Type O blood cells are really, really cute. So, if you're type O, you don't have antigens on your blood. So, somebody with type A blood or type B or AB blood won't fight it. So, if you're type O, you are a universal donor. We love if you have type O blood. If you have type O blood, we as a blood bank will not let you sleep. Can you donate blood again, please, sir? I'm not a blood bank, but one day I would love to own a blood bank. I mean, oh my God, I want to help these blood banks out. You know, what they do to save lives, I'm really into the blood and stuff. So type O people are universal donors. But let's say you have AB blood. If you have AB blood, you're a universal recipient. Because you have A and B antigens, then you could take any blood. You could take A blood, you could take B blood, you could take O blood. So if you're type AB, you are one lucky puppy. If you're type O, you're the most popular, you're the most wanted, but you're not that lucky. You guys remember that, what was it? Dun, 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 dun. The A-Team. Yeah, remember Mr. T? Yeah, he had type O blood, and the only blood he could get was Murdoch's blood. You know, I don't want the crazy juice. You know, get that fool away from me. So anyway, so I have an article written on my website. You guys can check it out. Then you have the RH system. So you have the ABO system for A and B antigens, but then you have the RH. And the RH, there are D antigens, most commonly. And if you have it, then you're Rh positive. If you don't have the antigens, you're Rh negative. So if you are AB negative, you could, if you're AB positive, you could take anybody's blood. It's wonderful. If you're O negative, if you have O negative blood, we really, really want it because you have no antigens on there. So I'm B positive, so I have B antigens and Rh antigens. Okay, good. So what happens if you give me type A blood when I'm type B? Well, I could have a transfusion reaction. So what ends up happening is my immune system will start to fight. And once my immune system starts to attack blood, you get a lot of casualties. So you start losing a lot of blood cells. So it basically can worsen your anemia. So we don't want transfusion reactions. Now, there are over 200 minor group antigens other than ABO and RH. ABO and RH aren't the only ones. So it's not a complete shock that this guy in India had P null, which was a very, very rare new blood type identified, because not everything is ABO and RH. But here's the problem. He'll have a transfusion reaction if we give him what we commonly have, which means they need to start a registry, try to find other people with P null blood so they could give it to him. Or what he has to do is, once he's healthy, start donating his own blood and have him save it for future use. That's tough, because blood really only lives on the shelf for 42 days. We really don't like to freeze blood. So what happened to the guy? Well, according to Kiran Acharya, professor of orthopedics, they performed a, quote, bloodless surgery. They did a fracture of his femur. They did a repair of that, a repair of his femur fracture. And they did that once they were able to raise his hemoglobin to a desired level using other medications. So my guess is they gave him some sort of blood boosting, like erythropoietin, other sorts of stuff to help boost his blood. Made sure he had plenty of fluids, and then waited until he built up enough blood to do the surgery. Pretty scary stuff. So that's how blood types work. And, you know, it's pretty frightening to think that there's that much art to it, that there's that much, you know, that much has to go into, you know, that has to go into thought, you know, before we give a transfusion. But that's why it is so detrimental that, you know, we have people constantly available to donate blood. And if you guys can't donate blood, at least host a drive. Look at what's happening in California with the car fire. You know, we're having, you know, thousands of people displaced. These are not people that are going to be able to donate blood on a regular basis. And we have people who are now burn victims that need blood. So we need you to donate blood or host a drive. If you can't donate blood, that's fine. Host a drive. It doesn't cost you any money. The American Red Cross, United Blood Services, or your local blood bank does all the work. You know, you just have to kind of spread the word and go, look, guys, we're doing a blood drive. And then we collect as much blood as possible. And then, you know, the blood banks prepare it. And then it's ready to be shipped or to be used locally. National Blood Donation Week is going to be coming up September 4th through the 10th. We already have multiple states that have claimed blood donation days. Reach out to your local governor and ask him to proclaim a blood donation day if he hasn't. And reach out to me if you think you can host a blood drive. It is that easy. If your work can host a blood drive, let me know. I will find the nearest blood bank that will help host it. It's a piece of cake. Everybody gets cookies. They get juice. It's really, really fun. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We were talking about condoms the other day because the CDC had issued a warning that our condom cleaning practices are a no-no. You're not supposed to reuse, turn it inside out, or clean the condom. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to throw it out. Well, now we're being told that Durex condoms have had to be recalled, because there's an issue where they may split. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
If you like alkaline water or know someone that does, you're going to love the Dillon Living Water Bottle. It creates alkaline water on the go while reducing plastic waste and saving you money. Made with surgical-grade stainless steel, the Dillon Bottle increases the pH up to 9 to deliver both alkaline and antioxidant water anywhere you want it. Alkaline water is healthier, tastes better, and can even boost energy. The Dillon Bottle makes it easy and affordable to be healthy and achieve optimal hydration. Get your Dillon Bottle today at DYLN.co. That's DYLN.co.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
USA Radio News.
President Trump said he won't flinch regarding a government shutdown this fall over border wall funding. The president has said time and time again that immigration is an issue that needs to be solved. Senator Joni Ernst said this will certainly get everyone's attention.
I do think that we can get our appropriations bills done. We've been working very hard at them. We would rather not see a government shutdown, but I do think that the president needs to be heard when he talks about making sure our borders are secure, building that wall, and reforming our immigration process. And I think we all can work together on that.
The first trial to emerge from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's Russia probe is set to start today when former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort appears before a federal judge in Alexandria, Virginia. Manafort is facing 18 criminal counts, including bank and tax fraud, which could land him in jail for 30 years. Prosecutors are saying that instead of paying taxes, he used the income to support his expensive lifestyle. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I guess Durex condoms, who became famous in the 1950s for adding lubrication to the condom. Remember we talked about the condom history, the vulcanization of rubber that happened by Goodyear in the 1800s? And then condoms were very commonly sold, like, by the 1850s, by the 1900s, they got even more popular, and then lubrication, then spermicide in the 80s. So you guys learned a lot. I like to talk a lot about the history of things, you know, so, you did learn something. Come on, trust me, you learned something. If you didn't pay attention, that's on you, not on me. So, Durex has recalled some of his batches of real feel and latex-free condoms. Now, this hasn't happened yet in America, but it has happened in the UK and Ireland because there are concerns that they may burst. Apparently, they say that their tests have shown that they do not pass the requirements for burst pressure towards the end of shelf life for the product. an old condom doesn't last well, doesn't, you know, have as much elasticity or tensile strength. That's kind of serious, people. So, only a limited number of batches were affected, and we recommend that if you do have an old condom, to throw it out. They say there is a risk that the condom might tear or leak, reducing its protection from sexually transmitted diseases and pregnancy. So, we talk about condoms a lot on the show because they're in the news a lot. You know, there's a lot of health news about it. And I don't know, maybe it's because it's in the news a lot because it's a popular topic. I really don't see why there has to be so much discussion on it. I mean, you know, they've been obviously around for, you know, thousands of years. We use tortoise shells and sheep intestines and bladders and, you know. But what I do find fascinating is how our problem with STDs and unwanted pregnancy was solved in biblical times. They told us what to do. And I know some of you guys think I'm, you know, being all, I don't know, square and, you know, being all prude bringing this up, but I'm just a little confused. You know, the Bible kind of teaches us a lot from a medical standpoint. You know, not cooking shellfish correctly, not cooking pork correctly, you can get really, really sick, so it says just don't eat it. Don't eat shellfish. It's not kosher. It's not clean. When the Bible says something's not clean, that means you could get an illness from it. You know, a woman having her period in the Bible was not clean. I know some women out there are like, oh, hell no. Don't tell me I'm not clean. I can have a period. I can menstruate. No, no, no. Just calm down here. Okay, I know. When I read it, I was like, what? What? But they got a point. Don't expose yourself to blood. If a woman's having a period, she's not clean. That's what they said in the Bible. And I get that the Bible might not have had women's lib at the forefront of its mind, right? Whoever was the scribe at the time. I get that. But, we don't talk about that a lot in modern medicine. Not to have sex with someone who's on their period. You know, we tell everybody to avoid exposing yourself to blood and bodily fluids and things like that. And nobody even mentions, well, if a woman's on her period, don't touch her. Nobody says that. Because they're so afraid of it not being PC. Or it being anti-feminist. No, don't expose yourself to blood. I mean, duh. Kind of makes sense. Trust me, I'm a woman who has benefited from all my foremothers' work. I've been in male-dominated societies, and the fact that I've been able to work and get equal pay, I feel like I've been very blessed. And trust me, I do appreciate the women's suffrage movement and everything women have done. But let's not call something that's kind of scientific and medical sexist. They got a point. You know, and so when I look at the Bible and I read it and I see some of the suggestions that are there, it pretty much kind of makes a lot of sense. You know, I'm almost wondering if some of the Passover rules, and I know rabbis would get really mad at me, but you know how with Passover you're supposed to not eat yeast? I wonder if during that time there was some sort of a fungal outbreak and they wanted people to avoid yeast at the time. You wonder, and I understand all the rules came from the Lord, I get that, but so many of the rules had some medical or scientific link to it. They figured it out and they said, just don't do this, just don't do that. Not good. No need. So, you know, here we are with condom recalls and warning people about not to wash condoms. And you know, the Bible made it very easy for us. You don't have premarital sex. If you don't have premarital sex, you never have to worry about an STD. Now, that's assuming who you're married to isn't sleeping around. But if two people wait till they're married, they're not going to have an unintended pregnancy before marriage. They're not going to get an STD. They're not going to commit adultery. There's so many problems that get solved. And somehow, you know, we decided as a society, I don't know if it was the 60s, I don't know if it was more the 2000s, because I still remember in the 80s and 90s, you know, you really didn't want to have casual sex. But recently, this whole friends with benefits, or having sex, or doing away with the nuclear family, and, you know, having babies out of wedlock was okay. And maybe that's a good thing. Maybe that is progress. A lot of people do that. You know, I mean, some of us wonder, does it really make sense forcing yourself to marry somebody when you're 18, 19, 20, and forcing yourself to live with that person the rest of your life when you change and you don't like the person anymore and you don't love the person? I mean, I get how things are different, and maybe some of the traditional ways are just so rigid that, you know, it forces people to cheat, or it forces people to, you know, beat their wives or whatever. So, you know, maybe there are some things we need to loosen up on. I don't know. That's not for me to decide. But we are, though, and I'm a little shocked by this, in a society where having multiple sex partners is kind of the norm now. And I get a little nervous with that. I mean, there's a lot that comes into play when you do that. I understand it may only last 2 minutes, maybe 45 seconds for some. I get that. And to some people, they may think that's trivial. But it's kind of a big deal when you do something in nature that is designed to make a baby, but you're doing it just for funsies. You know, who you mate with, and that's mating. You know, we think of mating as, all right, well, someone whom you choose to live your life with. No, mating is somebody you have sex with. You are mating with that person. No, I'm just hooking up or getting jiggy with it or whatever. No, that's not what it's called. You are mating with somebody. When you mate with somebody, it implies you are finding a mate. Just think about that next time you decide to get jiggy with it. 1-877-DOCTOR-ALLY.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Federal Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror, and now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Would you want it funny? Or serious? You decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish?
greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start Hablando Español today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Doc Dolly, 1-877-DOCDALI. So, Chipotle's back in the news. And they had to shut an Ohio restaurant after reports of illness. Not again. Chipotle Mexican Grill, according to Fox News, has shut a restaurant in Ohio following reports of customers falling sick after eating there. At least 2 customers wrote on food safety website, iwaspoisoned.com. Did you guys know there's that site called iwaspoisoned.com? We got to look that up. They said they suffered nausea and diarrhea after eating at the Powell, Ohio restaurant. They added they had not visited a doctor. We acted quickly and closed the single restaurant out of an abundance of caution. And we're working with the local health officials to reopen this restaurant as soon as possible. I got to look that up. I was poisoned. .com. Okay, I am very suspicious of a website such as this, because you could be a disgruntled girlfriend or boyfriend, and man, Looks like somebody wrote on July 31 at Ford Road, Canton, Michigan, that they had food poisoning. This is now a different store. Had Chipotle on Sunday, July 30th, around noon. This person wrote, I ate a veggie burrito with black beans, white rice, guac, cheese, sour cream, hot salsa, and corn salsa. Started having stomach cramps at night. Next day had severe diarrhea with vomiting and chills starting at 3 p.m. Somebody here said on July 31st they were at a Wawa. And Italian subs made two of us sick with bad diarrhea for 2 days in a row. Chipotle's back on it. Same day, July 31st, but this was in Apopka, Florida. I ate alone. I had the steak bowl. Fajita veggies, brown rice, corn salsa, cheese, and lettuce. I had it 3 p.m. Monday. They write, I was okay until 10, then an upset stomach. This morning I woke up vomiting and horrible diarrhea. Now, there's tons of... That's just here. And then here's from Powell, Ohio, July 31st. That's somebody who had a burrito bowl. Chicken, white rice, cheese, sour cream. Had diarrhea and cramps. Started Sunday. Continued to last through Tuesday. Another Chipotle Mexican Grill in Powell, Ohio. There's tons of... And you know, maybe these people aren't lying. Well, there's even a map. You can even look up a map. And you see how in North America, there's tons in the more northeast part. Looks like 47 in California, 131 coming in the Ohio, Indiana, Kentucky area. It's a very interesting site, this iwaspoisoned.com. They ask you to tell your story. Please include where you ate, what you ate, and when the symptoms started. The more details you provide, the better. And then you could choose to send their report, your report to the public health department, business, quote, detect outbreaks, and you could get alerts. So, I mean, on one end, this is from an epidemiological standpoint, this could be very, very helpful to the CDC and health department. On the other end, how do you know someone's not lying? I get very nervous about you being able to put something up there about a business with there being no repercussions for libel. Well, anyway, they say at least two customers wrote on the food safety website, iwaspoisoned.com, so they closed it down. According to Chipotle Chief Executive Officer Brian Nickel, addressing food safety concerns is among the top priorities. Chipotle had a bunch of issues back in 2015. Loss of stock. So they retrained kitchen crews on food safety. After they identified that a sick employee was the cause of the norovirus outbreak that caused them to briefly close a restaurant in Virginia. Now, when Business Insider reported this news, Chipotle stock fell 3.3%. So now, I ate at a restaurant this weekend. Delicious. But I had to leave abruptly. I got sick really bad. That's not food poisoning. Salmonella takes 12 hours to 72 hours to hit. Many of these viruses, like norovirus, it takes a while. You don't necessarily get sick a couple hours later. Now, you could, but, I sometimes have to take some of these histories with a grain of salt. Plus, we have been seeing a lot of stomach bugs going on around. Now, Chipotle is, of course, behind the eight ball because they serve fresh food. The more fresh you serve, the higher the risk. You don't really hear a lot of foodborne outbreaks with McDonald's hamburgers. We did hear of a salmonella outbreak with their salads. But a preserved burger that you throw on a grill, less likely to be contaminated. You got all these preservatives protecting it from bugs. And then you're frying it or, you know, grilling it. Salads don't get grilled. Salads don't have, you know, preservatives on them for the most part. So, you know, I love that we have Chipotle. I love that we have a lot of these places out there where you can get fresh food. But you got to keep in mind, you are going to be then at higher risk for foodborne illness. Now, I take these websites that allow you to make your complaint, you know, and post your comment. I take them with a grain of salt. And the reason why is because, you know, we saw this with our practice. You know, everything's going fine. And then once a month, billing department had to send accounts to collections. All right. Yeah, these people haven't paid their bill in 180 days. Go ahead, send it to collections. I agree. It's been 180 days. You sent how many statements? 10? Come on. Please. You even called? That's fine. Then all of a sudden, all over the internet, place is horrible, they misdiagnosed, blah, blah, blah. That, you know, when people complain, they don't sit there and complain, oh, I didn't pay my bill. I refused to pay my bill. I thought I could skate, and I got sent to collections. They don't put that on there. Instead, they're going to say something else. So I've seen that. I had a patient who needed surgery, and there was one doctor I trusted, and she refused to go to this doctor because she said, oh, the reviews on him were horrible. This person didn't hurt any of my patients for 16 years, as long as I had been in practice. I'm like, the guy is amazing. But I looked what was said about him online. I'm like, are you kidding me? There's no way he's never been sued. And all this stuff about botched surgery, he would have been sued then. So, you know, you got to be really careful. Look like this. Okay, BurgerFi. This was posted today in Hallandale Beach, Florida. This person writes, every time I eat at this establishment, I suffer with the worst stomach aches. It feels as though I was poisoned. This is not a joke. Okay, well, my question to this person is, every time you eat, if this happened to you once, why are you going back? And when you say every time, that makes it sound like this has happened multiple times. Not just once or twice. That, why are you going back? And they write, this is not a joke. I mean, that sounds like somebody that wants to really do this person in. They also suggest, did you or a loved one get sick? So I could go, yeah, my mom ate somewhere. She threw up. She got sick. I mean, am I verifying it? Did I verify that it wasn't what she ate 2 hours prior? Did she stop by church and eat somebody's potato salad first? So, you know, be careful. 1-877-DOCTORALI, 1-877-DOCTORALI.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at HBExtract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
GCN is hiring information technologists with Linux backgrounds, Cisco routing, database management, web development, with cross-platform flexibility. If you ever wanted to be involved in an exciting career in radio and love developing new delivery platforms, join the fastest-growing network, GCN. Inquire at careers@gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.